The entire Northeast is currently involved in the mother of all eruptions in an unprecedented incursion of snowy owls. This species has been reported from beaches all over the Cape and Islands, and it seems no beach or headland in the region has not had owls reported during the past week. This eruption is already of historic proportions. In Atlantic Canada, expert birder and researcher Bruce McTavish reports an astounding 304 individual snowy owls on a couple of peninsulas of land in southeastern Newfoundland this past week. This staggering number of snowy owls is unheard of. This eruption is breaking all records. The Cape and Islands are loaded, and despite rather nasty weather this past weekend, the Outer Cape Christmas bird count recorded 13 snowy owls, which was almost double the previous high of 7 in this count's long history. While the Newport-Westport count recorded 12 snowy owls, the highest total ever recorded on that count in the 65 years that this has been conducted. Two bird counts, two new record highs. This is the winter of the snowy owl. There is not a person alive that is not impressed at the sight of a snowy owl. They are large birds that live virtually all of their lives on the treeless Arctic tundra. Unlike most other owls, snowies must be able to live and hunt by daylight, as during the summer months, it is constant daylight 24 hours, 7 days a week where they nest in the land of the midnight sun. This species is circumpolar in its distribution. This means that it is found right across the top of the planet in as harsh an environment as is found anywhere on Earth. Most winters, the favored locale for the entire region, indeed for the entire United States, is at Logan International Airport in Boston. The runways and surrounding marshes are always popular with snowy owls, especially in big flight years. Its wide open spaces and windswept runways undoubtedly recall their tundra breeding areas. Most importantly, there are abundant food resources available to the owls in the forms of rats, mice, and a wide selection of waterfowl. While most owls are superbly adapted nocturnal predators, heavily modified like some sort of eavesdropping, slow-flying stealth aircraft that locate and ambush unknowing prey, snowy owls use a different strategy. These birds are strong-flying, diurnal, in other words, daytime predators. Their prey often sees them coming. Deceivingly fast, they are able to capture many kinds of birds on the wing in direct flight. They are a magical, mythical bird that are greatly enhancing this holiday season. Young snowy owls have lots of black and mottling in their plumage. The owls get whiter as they get older with each successive molt. Their primary food is small rodents, and the meadow voles on Cape and Island beaches, as well as Norway rats, will keep the owls fat and sassy while they are visiting. This past weekend, snowy owl prey seen being eaten included several sea ducks, a horned grebe, and an eastern cottontail, a rabbit on Nantucket. Get out to a beach near you and take a good look at any white lumps in the grass, on a breakwater, or on the beach. It might be a lot more than it appears. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.